Okay, on page Kufnun Hay, we learned Bikitzer, and I think today when I was davening, you could feel it a little, is that Ashrei, and certainly the end of Ashrei, is a tefillah for the Tzarchei HaGuf, is a praise for the Tzarchei HaGuf. Halina Shis Hashem begins with a praise for more spiritual things. He's describing it as the time of the dawn of the coming of Mashiach. On page Kuf Nun Hey, we're going to start the second paragraph. Actually, in the previous paragraph, he mentioned Yimloch Hashem La'olam, Alakayach Tzion LeDarvedar Haleluka. So it's very interesting because the expression Yimloch Hashem La'olam, Hashem will rule eternally, Alakayach Tzion LeDarvedar. So the way I always understood it, I didn't check the English art scroll, but Alakayach, your God, comma, in Tzion, he's translating Elokayach Tzion to mean the God of Tzion, the God of Kimisiyah Teitzei Torah, that everything, the centrality of everything will be in Tzion. But anyway, will be in Eretz, will be in Yerushalayim in Tzion.
He's talking to Tzion.
Your God,
but that's not the way he's translating it.
No, I mean, that's how I understand.
Yeah, but that's not what, so from him?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, from the Siddur. Yeah, all right. I don't know, maybe Shteka Tehillim.
Does Tzion mean Yerushalayim or Eretz Yisrael?
It's very interesting. Tzion is used both ways.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Tzion Yerecha. Tzion is used as, Yerushalayim Yerecha, Tzion Yerushalayim Yerecha. So Yerushalayim, which is normally called the city, is called the Beis Hamikdash. And Tzion, which is very often referred to as the Beis Hamikdash, is called the city. Rabbi Schwab writes somewhere else in the Sefer, that I think by Shimon Esrei, that Tzion means Makom HaMetzuyenes, special place. Sometimes it's called the Beis Hamikdash, it's called Yerushalayim. Yeah, it's a correct phrase for either one. It's sort of a... So does that mean Yerushalayim or Beis Hamikdash? No, he said.
Or it can be the whole Eretz Yisrael. It could mean.
In this expression, he writes. If you look back on the first paragraph in Pesach Kuf Nun Hey, we started it, didn't complete it. It has there in bold the Lakayach Tzion. Says Kshiyim LaHashem LaOlam Esrim Mishal Sekadosh Baruch Hu Kol LaOlam. Mitzion Mishkan Kavidecha Shu Beis Hamikdash. He is saying Tzion is the Beis Hamikdash. Sheyia Habira Shal Kol Olam Kulai, which will be the home, so to speak, or the palace of the whole world. And all the nations Yachshivu as Beis Hamikdash Kamokim Americas. They will recognize Beis Hamikdash as the central place. K'maymer Anavi Ki Beisi Beis Tfila Yikare L'Chol Amin. Etc. So here he's translating Tzion to mean the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, in the next paragraph he says, "Harbin Tzion es nisu b'nei adam lahevi ulahachish agul hazais." Humanity has tried many different attempts over the generations. To have the sense of this gula that the Halina of Shias Hashem is referring to, the dawn of a time of Mashiach, Heichal Mizman Koresh Melech Paras, beginning from the days of Koresh, the king of Paras, Shehichriz, the very beginning of the book of Ezra, it begins with Koresh announcing Mi Bachem Kolama Yelakavima Viali Yerushalayim. So we discussed this on numerous occasions that. The Bayis Sheni was built in two stages. First, Koresh, pre Achashverosh. Koresh, 52 years after the Churban, gave permission for Klal Yisrael to return and build the Beis HaMikdash. And then it was suspended, the whole story of Purim, and resumed under Dayavish. What he's saying is that human beings have tried to bring in this period, this Mashiach period, starting from then, Bibachem Kolam Yelkavim of Yal Yerushalayim, Avol, Nechazva tikfaseinu. It was a false alarm. Our hope was dashed. Shloya saw us a gula shleima, loizachino v'haya Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz. B'zmani ha-goliyos, and throughout the stretch of our exile, his amtsu b'nei adam tamid la'hagia l'gula shleima. Human beings have always tried to usher in the period of redemption. La'yisaitzeh schila das ha-noitzris. Christianity began that way. V'amuna b'nevuas ma'achmad. U'mishiche ha-sheker. Same thing with all the Mishiche Sheker, Shainim Shamdu Kla Yisrael, Anzimanenu. B'chol hishtad lu yaisam, alul b'sayu. We're not yet in the time of Mashiach, but that has always been the desire, Hali Nafshi, the Nefesh desires for that period. V'azei meres ha-Nefesh, k'dei l'hagiyah l'yimlech Hashem l'aylam, al tiftuchu bin divim. So now we try to read the Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Shias Hashem, and that sense of a nefesh that yearns for the period of Mashiach. So the nefesh says, "Atiftuchu bin divim." Don't put your hopes into human beings, even wealthy human beings. Gam ba'isam the adam shenod v'nafsham baratz and toiv. Even those people who have tried with good intentions, u'bakavonas hachi atzilus l'toivas tikkun ha'olam. And with kavanas that were proper for the sake of tikkun olam, of making the world a better place, atiftuchu behen, v'koshkei shalei tiftuchu b'ben adam she'en lois yeshua. For human beings, she'en lois yeshua. Shari gam es atzmai ein lo el yodai loishia. Human beings can't even help themselves, ki yeshua hi dover hakayim lo'olam. V'ben adam ein yabar kayama olami. Nobody can help himself, really. Shari teisei ruchai, kasha teisei mimena ruchai, hachiyuni oza yoshuv la'ad masai. So putting faith in people is a waste of effort. As an aside, he puts in the expression yoshuv la'ad masai that we say every day. It's funny, I remember I was in a team in Color War as a camper. And the theme song, I don't remember the name of the team, but I remember Al Tiftuch Medim and Am Shemot Teisiruch Hayeshad Masay was the theme song. I remember after Kolo was over, the head counsel explaining that we were singing the high part was Teisiruch Hayeshad Masay. We were singing it like some happy words. It was obvious that we had no clue what the words meant. You know, Teisiruch Hayeshad Masay is not a okay. Anyway, he brings Masha Maran Rav Sham Shalfal Hirsch, his Pirish Antila Medayik Omrei La'ad Masai. It's fascinating. A person dies, he goes to his piece of land. Hadama Shalai, Shahadama Yechida, Shatisyaches Lias Nichse Ha'adam. People like that real estate. The only real estate you really keep, Hurak Arba Amoy Shal Kivrei, are the four Amis of a person's burial plot, kasha haruach toshav elo elikim asher nos nesana. When the soul returns to the God who gave it us, the yoshav ha'ofar al ha'oretz kishahaya. And then our bodies return to the dust as it was. Shakarka shiyeches lebalaya, real estate in parentheses, in brackets, vixis v'lasher ha'kadosh achuza, an inheritance, climate. Bemes eina, it's true because when a living person owns real estate, we call it an achuza, a yerusha that he passes on to his children. When you own something, it's not really yours. It's something he holds. That lasts for always. It's I guess a somber thought that all you really keep is the plot of land that you have for your kever, and you know you're fortunate enough to keep that. It's very often disturbed as well. At any rate, that's an aside. But his point here is the hope of the neshama for Hashem's redemption, because ben adam shein leis yeshua. You can put your hopes in people. Atiftuchu bin divim.
Don't rely on them.
Don't rely on men. Even the divim, even wealthy, generous people, you can't rely on them. It's, yeah. I don't know. It's hard. We live day to day. It's very, sometimes very hard to see it that way. It's a tough thing. I'll tell you a fascinating thing that took place. Somebody I'm close to, an old friend of mine, who's advanced in years, probably approaching 80, and has no yarshim, and he wanted to leave in his will a Karen. He's not leaving anybody, so it should be forever. So it's a lot of money, and he's leaving a Karen, and I'm the trustee, and it's going to be very stingily given out. He wants it to last forever. And at one point I told him that when the market crashed, he has his money invested in market related things, the market crashed, I had called him, I had told him, take $1 million, it's a lot of money. He said, take $1 million, give it away now. Give it away now, you're not going to need all that money. So give it away now. So he said, I'll think about it. And then he told me, he said, I'll think about it because of me. But he can't give away $1 million. That's what he told me. And then the market crashed and he went down $1 million. So I told him, you should have given it away. So he always reminds me that it came back. Whenever the market crashed, it came back. But that's not the end of the story. The end of the story is I told him, listen, you left me a will and, it's very nice. Years ago we had Louis Tratner come, Olam HaShalom, was a lawyer, write up a will that he said, listen, create a trust, do it the right way. So he went to a lawyer, Frum Guy, and this Frum Guy said to him, why are you leaving money forever? Nothing stays forever. Even the government only wants it to last 21 years. This, and Rabbi Reisman is your trustee. How long do you think Rabbi Reisman is going to live? He tells him, what's going to be with all the money? And he convinced him to give $1 million to a yeshiva. To put his parents' name, I guess I should have said, put your parents' name for me. Like, put your parents' name on a building, So that part of it I didn't think of. But he talked to him about mortality. He drove up, well, mortality knows, whatever. Rabbi's not going to live forever.
Is he still alive?
He's alive and well. He should live and be well. He should live until Mashiach comes. I'm not looking to manage his estate.
Well, he didn't talk about his mortality, but the
boy
talked about the
Rav's
mortality.
He talked about my mortality. Yeah.
Yes, so,
it's not.
What is Karen?
Karen is a, well, in this case, oh, it's, I mean, a, Karen, here it means to be a fund that lasts forever. A fund, a pile of money.
Like a Nobel Prize.
Not like a Nobel Prize. It's, whatever it is. He had, his intentions were always good. It just, he wanted to live into, to be perpetually, so they convinced that you put your name on a building. Building's not forever either, Even Brooklyn's not forever. We feel certain that Brooklyn will be until Mashiach comes. We know he'll stop here first, we know that, but, where else is he gonna get, groceries like in Pomegranate? But, I don't know. Okay, so that's his sobering idea. But again, the idea is a very nice idea when you're davening. The Hali Nafshi Es Hashem, it means true that after the Ashrei, where we worry about Pesiyas Yadecha and the physical needs of a person, so we follow B'Hali Nafshi Es Hashem by the Neshama's praise, which is to look forward to Mashiach. Now, interesting taich. Kishiti parin ha-nefesh me'aguf, oz b'yayimahu ovdu eshtenoysav. Eshtenoysav, I think, usually is translated his plans, his mashavas, his thoughts. So, by Yom Ahu, on the day a person is buried, of Duesh Tenaisav, his plans are over. Anu Metzien Teves Eshtainais B'Piyutim. We find it in the poetry of the Piyutim. V'Sharsha Meteves Eshes Loshen Ula Yisasheso Elikim Lanu Yachlif Mashavaisa Yuritzayne. Maybe God will give in to us. Amnam. The same exact word is used for a block of stone. A block of ivory. Now, the word Eshes is used in the Gemara in Menachos Kaf Ches. He doesn't bring the Gemara. It talks about the Menorah. The Menorah was made out of a block of gold. So that block of metal is called Eshes. That's a solid block of something. So he says that goes on the brain too. Say blockhead, right? It's a solid block of things. It's something solid. The nun at the end, eshtoin, is something extraordinary. All of the extraordinary plans and suggestions that have been suggested over the years for the help of humanity. Dung Meshitis Marxism. He's talking about Marx. Vuratzu Lahakish Alias Ara Shachar Shosei de Chadish Bailam. They wanted a new Kulam to Vednedim Sabatlan of Bimisasa Makain Altiftachu Bahem. It struck me very much in the 100-year anniversary of the armistice of World War I. The speech that made the headlines, the French president's speech, was against nationalism. When you know history, it's striking, because the end of World War I is going to end all wars because of Wilson's plan to give each nation. Woodrow Wilson was an intellectual. When he came in, he was the deal breaker. There was the war was continuing forever. The United States came in with fresh troops, and he came with his 14-point plan, which was going to be the war to end all wars. It was going to let each country determine its own fate. So his idea was, he created, it was nationalism. He created Lita, Albania, Czechoslovakia. Yugoslavia is not a country. Czechoslovakia is not a country. It's just patchka together. What?
Ukraine.
He created all of these countries out of the pieces. You know, you look at the map, you have Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. You know, three of them, they're countries, they're little pieces, they're states in Russia. You know? So he created all of them because that was going to solve all of humankind's problems, that everybody, every nation will have its little piece of land and live happily ever after. And then the 100th anniversary, everything goes back the other way. It's there is no plan. The human beings are hopeless. It's the jealousy that's inherent and the pride.
The alternative of nationalism.
The alternative is people loving each other and the liberal dream. It's a beautiful dream of human beings just getting along with each other. It's
human rights, the alternative.
Well, I don't know if you remember. I don't think nationalists would say human rights are the alternative. At any rate, the alternative to nationalism is the human idea. Humanism is
the worst Corbyn. The Nazis, the National Socialism, National Socialism.
So it depends what you do with it. It's like every idea it can be extreme, and it could be done wisely. So anyway, I hope we get a basic picture of how the Nafshias Hashem. On Thursday, I'm going to try to go to the next one, Kitei Zamer Lakeinu, so we get a taste of each of them. Okay.